Dun 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 dun. It could be news today because there's quite a lot happening, isn't there? I mean, obviously it's not happening in Sydney, so I don't know whether the Sydney Morning Herald will herald any news of a global significance, i.e. What's been happening of late? Oh, yes, Iran has launched missiles against Israel, and something else has happened, but I can't remember what it is. Can I remember what it is? Nah, can't remember. Maybe we'll find out in a minute as we go along. Right, so I've got two papers, as usual. I've got the Sydney Morning Herald and, of course, I've got the Australian. And it is, I'll be honest, it's 20 past two on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday April the 16th. And I've only just got around to doing it because we have got another puppy as a companion to our Belgian Malinois. And we've, as gluttons for punishment, we've now got a 9-week-old Rottweiler female puppy. I was having to babysit them both just in case there was a canine death this morning if I wasn't monitoring it closely enough. Anyway, it's 20 past two now. I'm going to rattle off the headlines. Here we go. The biggest font on the Sydney Morning Herald front page is A Lying Rapist. Basically, it's about Bruce Lerman, the guy that was accused of raping Brittany Higgins, and the court case where Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson were being sued for defamation, is that what it's called? Anyway, bottom line is, Bruce Lerman didn't win his... And he is essentially a lying rapist, exactly what he is. I couldn't give a fuck about this story anymore. Hopefully that's the end of it, because in this paper, almost every page is dedicated to this. Because there's nothing else for them to talk about. Well, they could talk about Iran invading Israel. Not invading it, just bombing it, basically. So anyway, that's about Bruce Lerman. I'm not even going to read it. Can't be bothered. Or maybe, all right, I'll read the first paragraph. Bruce Lerman has lost his multi-million dollar defamation suit after a judge found Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson had proven the former federal Liberal staffer had been indifferent to consent and had raped his then-colleague Brittany Higgins in Parliament House. So that's good. What a fucking cunt. Imagine raping someone and then actually taking them to court and trying to sort of sue them for defamation. What a fucking cunt. Bruce Lerman. It's almost a Pakistani surname, isn't it? The Lerman name. Killer details. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing that happened in Australia. We've had two things happen locally. One was the guy in Bondi, the Bondi Westfield shopping mall, that stabbed and killed six or seven people. And then we've just recently had another stabbing in a sort of church or some kind of religious place. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, killer details emerge as family speaks. The anguished parents of the man who stabbed at least 18 people in a deadly rampage through Westfield Bondi Junction said that their very sick boy had lost touch with reality. So basically, the father was sort of interviewed. A kind of weird look, sort of kind of... I'm going to be honest here and say he just looked... I don't know, like almost like a sort of hobo. It makes you wonder what sort of childhood you... I'm not implying that if you look like a hobo that you're going to have problems with your kids. But apparently the son was very socially awkward and was desperate for a girlfriend. And you think, okay, might have been desperate for a girlfriend. If he'd have brought a girl back to the house as a younger man, you know, it's... So I think, again, parenting probably comes down to a lot of issues. But anyway, he might be a lovely man. But I just looked at him and just thought he looks like a sort of homeless hobo type of dude. So what sort of upbringing did the kid have? The anguished parents of the man who stabbed at least 18 people in a deadly rampage through Westfield Bondi Junction said their very sick boy had lost touch with reality as Premier Chris Minns launched an 18 million coronial inquiry into the attack, styled on the state's response to the 2014 Lindt Cafe siege. Remember that? That was a bit sketchy, the Link Cafe siege. Always thought that was a bit dodgement. Ruling brings some comfort to survivors of sexual assault. Okay, so the ruling is going to bring comfort to survivors of sexual assault. That's about the Bruce Lerman thing. 10 to let Wilkinson down with speech advice, says judge. 10 let Wilkinson down with speech advice. Network 10's conduct before Lisa Wilkinson's infamous 2022 Logie speech was grossly improper and unjustified, and the veteran broadcaster was let down by her employer's actions, the judge presiding over the Bruce Lerman defamation case has found. Well, what did she do at the Logie speech? Lee was especially critical of 10's legal advice to Lisa Wilkinson before the 2022 Logie speech, in which she emphasised the truth of Higgins' allegations, which led to a delay in Lerman's ACT criminal trial. Oh, I'm not interested. I'm fucking not interested in that. Another 2 pages on the fucking rapist. Not interested. One heading, two headings, three headings, 2-page spread on fucking Lerman. Not interested. Oh, now we've got a 2-page spread on... This is how little they have to report on usually. As soon as they get, say, oh, someone's been killed. Oh, someone's been, rapist. Charged rapist. Oh, someone's been killed, stabbed. Oh, let's put 17 fucking double-page spread about the story. Oh god. All right, well, lots of people got killed. 6-7 people got killed. Stabbed victim was netballer chosen to carry Olympic torch. That's a shame. One was a Chinese girl who just done. Anyway, 5 or 6 people were killed. Terrible. We don't need to gloat over all the stories of who the people were. They've died. Oh, Westfield's warning in days before. Apparently, Westfield just out of just purely out of coincidence gave a little pamphlet to say, oh, if there's any violent offenders or violent people in the mall, make sure that you know you go into a shop and they'll lock the door and turn off the lights, etc. Oh, silence falls as Sydney mourns. Friends pay tribute to Faraz's last moments. He was the one guy that got killed. Government to review rules on weapons for security guards. Not interested. Aspiring teacher to kill alone. A whole page on the man. Oh, give us a whole page on the man that did the killing. Oh, thank God for the killings, eh? I bet the fucking editors of bloody Sydney Morning Herald are rubbing their hands in glee because some people have been stabbed. Social media users warned on stabbing-related content. Not interested. High bills lead to... We'll get through the paper quickly because I've just skipped forward all the pages. Slater on domestic violent charges. Slater on domestic violence charges. Former Australian Test cricketer Michael Slater has been remanded in police custody after being charged with more than a dozen offences. Slater, 54, had his case mentioned in Maroochydore Magistrates Court yesterday. He's facing 19 charges relating to alleged offences perpetrated on Queensland Sunshine Coast on various dates between December the 5th, 23 and April the 12th. The charges include domestic violence offences of unlawful stalking or intimidation, breaking into a dwelling with intent at night, common assault... Assault occasioning bodily harm. The former New South Wales and Australia opening batsman and television presenter was also charged with breaching bail and 10 counts of contravening a domestic violence order. There you go. Domestic violence, stabbing, murders, rapists. Oh, what else can we have in here? Heat on Plibersek's nature plan. Tanya Plibersek is set to release a truncated version of her environmental reforms, moving to start a new federal watchdog and deferring plans to beef up federal laws to deliver on her pledge to end native species extinction. Not interested. High bills lead to demand for home batteries. Basically, the high cost of electricity is leading people to, presumably, so I'm not going to read the article, buy more solar panels and batteries. That's exactly what we're going to do because my electricity bill came in a few days ago and it was $2,000 for the quarter, so we're going to get solar as well. Australia urged to sanction Iran further. Oh, now, something about this Sarah Snook, who we've mentioned many times before. I don't know who she is, but I think she plays some... She's on a... Not Broadway. She's in a West End show called The Picture of Dorian Gray, and it's a one-woman show, and apparently she plays 26 different roles. Is that right? So that's quite clever. The Australian plays all 26 roles in the production, among them Basil Hallward, Sybil Vane, and Gray himself, a handsome young gentleman corrupted by hedonistic values. Okay, I don't know how she does that. It sounds quite clever. Australia urged to sanction Iran further. Israel is seeking urgent action from Australia and other democracies to label the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organisation in a bid to prevent more strikes on Israeli targets. The practical outcome would be to limit the supply of materials and weapons to the Iranian military force while securing a symbolic show of unity with Israel as it comes under attack. Israel's Deputy Ambassador to Australia, Chris Cantor, amazing how they're all called Chris or John or Dave or Pete. Chris Cantor said the issue had been raised with the government in the past but needed swift action because of Iran's unprecedented weekend law. Unprecedented weekend launch of drones and missiles against Israel. It's not unprecedented. Oh, hang on. What does unprecedented mean? Well, because they haven't ever launched an attack on Israel before. Unprecedented. Never done or known before. No, it was unprecedented. Sorry, I wasn't misreading the word. I just, for a moment there, I thought that it was sort of implying unprovoked. And then, of course, unprecedented means, of course, never done or known before. So it's dead right. I got all sort of stupid. Israel's Deputy Ambassador to Australia, Chris Cantor, said the issue had been raised with the government in the past but needed swift action because of Iran's unprecedented weekend launch of drones and missiles against Israel. Well, why would you call it a fucking terrorist organisation? It's never launched an attack on Israel before. I don't remember there being lots of terror. Iranian-supplied missiles. Oh, fuck off. The aim here is to minimise the Iranian threat, the Iranian capability, he said yesterday. But don't worry about Israel's. The call sets up a test for Labour as the coalition says it is beyond time to label the Revolutionary Guard as terrorists. Federal officials have cautioned it as difficult under Australian law to designate an arm of a government in this way. That's the arm of a government. We're Israel. It must be. They're terrorists. They must be. We're the only ones who are allowed to drop bombs and kill 40,000 people, of which probably 25,000 to 30,000 are innocent civilians made up of women and children, well, some men and women and children and aid workers and journalists. But if anyone else does it, they're terrorists. We're allowed to do it because God said so, and if you say anything, you're an anti-Semite. Fuck off. Galleries, Indigenous rebrand, honours sea and country, not interested. Smugglers could exploit visa ban. I love it when the word could is in the newspaper. This could happen. Yeah, well, fucking, if my aunt had bollocks, she'd be my uncle. Home Affairs says people smugglers could take advantage of Labour's bid to black ban entire nationalities under its deportation bill by telling vulnerable people there's no legal way for them to travel to Australia. It could, or it could not as well. So the news could be, Home Affairs says people smuggling may not take advantage of Labour's bid to black ban entire nationalities. Utterly pointless. If the word could is in it, I don't want to see it in the newspaper. Thank you. And I'm not being cynical at all, am I, in this? US won't join Israel in Iran retaliation. Washington. US dribbler Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the United States, we won't take part in a counteroffensive against Iran. An option Netanyahu's war cabinet favours after a mass drone and missile attack on Israeli territory, according to officials. The threat of open warfare erupted between the March... I've got to feel like a little burp coming on. The threat of open warfare erupting between the arch Middle East foes and dragging in the US put the region, come on fucking brain, on edge, triggering calls for restraint from global powers and Arab nations. The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. It doesn't say Guterres, okay? There's no Z in there. But it's split. It starts gutter and then rz, Guterres, because it's on two lines, so it's a little harder to read than usual. Told a Security Council meeting called on Sunday in response to the strikes. Still, Biden told Netanyahu, the US,
we won't participate in any Israeli counteroffensive against Iran over the attack, if that's okay, Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu.
He would have done that in a dribbling voice, actually. He would have said, Biden told Netanyahu, against the Iran, I think that's more like how Biden would have done it. Iran launched the attack over a suspected Israeli strike. A suspected Israeli strike on its embassy compound in Syria. The woman who's taken over from sort of Elon Levy. It's like, did you do it? What? Of course they did it. However, the attack by more than 300 missiles and drones caused by only... However, the attack by more than 300 missiles and drones caused only modest damage in Israel. Most were shot down by Israel's Iron Dome defence system with the help from US, Britain, France and Jordan. The only... Jordan's fucking made its bed, hasn't it? The only serious injury reported within Israel was a 7-year-old Bedouin lady... Bedouin girl. Air defences stand up to assault, but they don't cover where girl was struck. No, they don't cover where the girl was struck because she was hit by a bit of shrapnel from the result of the Iron Dome, which I've thought is just a fucking fabricated firework display up to this point. Something about border braces for junta's counteroffensive, something to do with Thailand, I'm not interested. Criminal case against Trump ready to roll. Couldn't give a fuck. Turn the page. Nothing. Some letters. Hello, it's me again. Israel's nuclear option for Iran. Here we go. Iran's attack on Israeli territory gives Netanyahu license to respond, but he must weigh the risks of alienating allies. Israel faces a dilemma of historic proportions as it decides how to respond to Iran's weakened attack. On the one hand, the Iranian barrage of over 300 missiles and armed drones fired at Israel on the weekend has given the Jewish state an invitation to address its deepest fear. Iran is working towards creating a nuclear bomb. Israel, for decades, has feared the day when the Ayatollahs achieve their aim. By launching its first direct military assault on Israeli territory, the Islamic Republic now has given Israel license to strike back. And the Iranian nuclear facilities present a very tempting target. The latest indications are that it has made serious progress. They have already taken most of the steps they would need to take to build a nuclear weapon, says David Albright, president of the Institute of Science and International Security, which happens to have the acronym in ISIS, Institute for Science and International Security, and formerly an inspector of the uranium facilities for the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency. Tehran's greatest obstacle has been how to create highly enriched uranium, but now they have now they've solved that problem even better than they expected. But of course, Israel was allowed to develop nuclear weapons illegally and secretly. But they're allowed to do anything they want because God said so in a book that they wrote. Don't be anti-Semitic, Dale. Well, I'm not anti-Semitic because I don't hate fucking Jewish people for being Jewish or studying or following Judaism. I hate Zionists for being cunts that want to kill people. As I would hate, Palestinians that want to kill innocent Israelis. So the shoe goes both ways. Yeah, the shoe goes both ways. And it does go both ways. It's got... I don't know why the shoe goes both ways. Well, the shoe could go both ways. If you had it on your foot, you could walk in one direction and the other. So I think I'm going to use that term again. Schizophrenia and homelessness, a deadly combination. So without reading that article, I would say if you've got schizophrenia and you're homeless... I'd say that's bad news. These comfortable retirement numbers don't add up. As a recent retiree, I'm pleased to have more freedom. Oh, I can't be bothered to read that. Paying to work, that's just absurd. What if I told you people are paying to work? Yes, you read that right, and we need to talk about it. The most recent school term has been educational for me and exhausting for my flatmate, and not because we have kids. Some days she would be fast asleep at the time I got home. 5 days a week for roughly 8 hours a day, she's been working, planning, and delivering lessons for dozens of five-year-olds. Not interested. Bunnings faces grilling over squeeze on suppliers. Basically, Bunnings is facing a grilling over probably squeezing the price of things off of its suppliers. Something to do with, was it plants? Flour, plant and flour suppliers, that's right. Not interested. Something else about Star Casino. Not interested. Something about Lendlease from page 25. Wasn't interested on page 25. Not interested on page 26. Sanctioned coal miner offloads its operations. Oh, Tiger's Realm has sold its Far East Russian coal operations for $75.6 million to a local tycoon. I couldn't give a flying cunt. Greenback surge sounds alarm bell for central bankers. Greenback surge sounds alarming from page 25. Okay, I'm going to turn back to page 25. Oh, greenback surge. Greenback surge sounds alarm bells for central bankers. Suddenly, financial markets have become highly volatile with the escalation of Middle East hostilities and last week's increased US inflation reading generating tension and uncertainty. The US dollar is surging and creating dilemmas for central bankers elsewhere. Oil prices, already above US $90 a barrel, could go higher and add to the challenges faced by economic managers depending on how Israel responds to the weekend barrage of drones and missiles. Gold prices are at record levels despite the strength of the US dollar. The US CPI numbers, which saw the inflation rate edging up, sent shockwaves through the markets. The stock market fell almost 1.5% and US bond yields spiked significantly. Both 2-year and 10-year yields ended the week 16 basis points higher. The US dollar jumped nearly 2% against the basket of its major trading partner currencies. The Australian dollar was down more than 1.5 US cents, dropping from US 66.29 cents to US 64.75 cents after the CPI's release. Where at the start of the year? I couldn't care less. Not interested. Not reading that bit. So fuck off. ASX lower on back of tech stock sell-off. Don't care. I've got shares in an Israeli tech company. And I still want Israel to be fucking humiliated. Unlikely friendship teases out humanity. Don't care. Don't know what it's about. Not interested. Sydney has hundreds of new potholes with worse to come. Great. That's brilliant. Worth putting in the paper. Oh, First Dates UK tonight. I do like that show. That's on at 9:15. It's on terrestrial telly, so it's probably a repeat of something I've already seen. Great. Okay, we're going on to the anorexic. 12 pages of utter shit. The front page is rapist and a dodgy project. So the rapist is on the front cover. Then the father of the guy that did the stabbing, he's on there. Federal court judge Michael Lee settled on the perfect word to describe the long-running saga involving Brittany Higgins and Bruce Lerman. I can't be bothered to read it. Still about that. Oh, tiny little. You could write this on a postage stamp in the bottom right-hand corner of the front page. It's no more than an inch and a half by an inch and a half. World leaders are braced for a wider Middle East war as Israel prepares to hit back at Iran for the weekend's massive drone attacks. The US says it will not be part of any violent response. But it says as we prepare for Israel's hit back at Iran. Well, who says they're going to hit back at Iran? Iran said, you fucking destroyed one of our fucking embassies in Damascus and killed some people. So we fucking slapped you around the face by sending these fucking whatever they were. They were drones. There was some other things. I can't remember what they were. Bomby things. And they said, there you go. That's your fucking payback for that. And if you want to have another go, we'll show you what else we've got. I love seeing that Israel have had their pants pulled down and their fucking little tiny little hairless winky woo is sitting there when they've just had their fucking bottom cheeks spanked by Iran. It's hilarious. Like an open hand slap around the arse cheeks is all it is. Ray Hadley had to. He's a radio disc jockey on talk radio in Australia. Very well known man, Ray Hadley. The ex-owner, I think, John Singleton, who used to own, I believe, the radio station, is a good friend of Ray Hadley. And John Singleton's daughter, Dawn, was one of the victims of the stabbing in Bondi. And Ray Hadley had to confirm with his very good friend that his daughter had died. It was very sad. And then there's the baby. So this is like basically two pages about the people that were stabbed. Then we've got a whole page on the rapist. Political cover up that never existed. Executive producer confirms departure. I'm not interested in the Seven Network. Next time I read about the Seven Network, I'm going to do a shit all over my pants and just fucking throw it all around my podcast arena. Wilkinson criticised for lack of candour. Don't care. More about Lisa fucking Wilkinson. Couldn't give a shite. This is Judge Shoots Down's rape miss in Wales. This is still about the Lerman judgment. Double pages about Lerman. Oh, and then something about artists, not interested. Oh, people smugglers to peddle lies on migration. That's about the tightening up the things means that more people will try and get in illegally into the country. Stakeholder summit to bid end to bid to end Murray-Darling standoff, more than 100 farmers, environmentalists and indigenous people would gather in a first-of-its-kind meeting this week to discuss how to return hundreds of gigalitres of water to the Murray-Darling Basin in a bid to set aside the antagonism and break a deadlock of stakeholders over the water-sharing management scheme. Labour last year passed legislation giving states and territories 3 more years to meet the legally binding commitment to returning 450 gigalitres of environmental water to the basin. Disagreement remains over irrigation entitlement, First Nation engagement and buybacks. I mean, it is big news, actually. Me and Louise were, last night, we were talking about this for ages. Oh, do you think they're going to return that 450 gigalitres of water to the Murray-Darling Basin? And she was, oh, I don't know about that. So we were back and forth. I shed a tear, actually, at some point later in the evening about it. But it's I'm pleased to say that there's an article about it in the newspaper today that if anyone wants to read more about it, you can do that. It's on page 9 of The Australian. Designate Iran Corps a terror group, Israel. Bearing in mind, this is the pro-Israeli newspaper. Israel is, and we've already read this, but we'll just see what they've said about it. Israel is urging Australia to designate Iran's 250,000-strong Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organisation as part of a package. As part of a package of extreme measures against Iran following its unprecedented strike on the Jewish state on the weekend. Yes, so it was part of the package. That's great. Yes. Oh, we've put a little package together. Was it? Oh, the package is still, well, part of the package includes us saying that we're going to name the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as terrorists. Israel's deputy ambassador to Australia, Chris Cantor, flagged the move as the Albanese government backed international calls for restraint by Israel to avoid all-out war in the Middle East. Part of me just fucking do it. I'm sick to death of hearing about it. I've been hearing about it for 50 years. Just fucking get on with it. The government hauled in Iranian ambassador Ahmed Siddiqui on Monday. I love this. The government hauled in Iranian ambassador Ahmed Siddiqui on Monday, hauled him in. If I was the fucking Iranian ambassador Ahmed Siddiqui and someone said, fucking Anthony Albanese is hauling you, I'd say, tell Anthony Albanese to go fuck himself. I'll come when I'm goddamn ready, penis. Oh, it does make me angry. So the words, the government hauled in Iranian ambassador Ahmed Siddiqui on Monday to protest the country's strike on Israel with a barrage of more than 300 missiles and drones. The first direct attack on the Jewish state by Tehran. Exactly. The first ever attack. That's the only reason. Well, you've been cunts to the Palestinians for the past 6 months and killed 40,000 of them.
Oh, yeah, but that's okay. We're allowed to because God said so in the book that we wrote.
The projectiles were overwhelmingly intercepted by Israeli, US and British anti-air missiles, causing only minor damage to an Israeli airbase and wounding a 7-year-old Arab Bedouin girl. As Israel considered its response to the attack, is it now? Because before, you knew the attack was definitely happening. The group of 7 major industrialized countries warned Iran's actions risked an uncontrollable escalation. This must be avoided, the G7 said in a statement that was endorsed by acting Foreign Minister Katie Gallagher. We'll continue to work to stabilize the situation and avoid further escalation. In this spirit, we demand that Iran and its proxies cease their attacks, and we stand ready to take further measures now and in response to further destabilizing initiatives. Mr. Cantor said Israeli officials would hold talks with Australian counterparts in coming days, with designation of the IRGCs as a terrorist group to be part of the discussions, along with calls for,
I want you to call them that bad name. Please, it's not good enough that they're the army of a country. And I want them to be called this name. You write it on a piece of paper, please.
Fuck off. Along with calls for more Australian sanctions on Iran, he said Iran's attack threatened to unleash a regional conflict and should be followed by extreme measures from the international community. The aim here is to minimise the Iranian threat, Mr. Cantor said, pointing to Iran's obsession with destroying the state of Israel. The obsession. Iran's obsession with destroying the state of Israel. It's obsessed with destroying us, is it? Yes, really, it's obsessed with it. Oh, how many times has it attacked you before this attack? Pardon? No, how many times has it attacked you? It's been obsessed with attacking you. How many times has it done it? Well, never. Well, then why would it be obsessed? Surely if it's obsessed with doing it, it would have done it by now. No, because you're lying cunts. You can only imagine what would have happened if Iran had nuclear weapons, he said. Or maybe they have got nuclear weapons. Maybe they've made them secretly without anyone knowing, just like Israel. Mr. Cantor said Iran was the world's biggest sponsor of terrorism. But yeah, in fact, I think they are actually, because I've seen just recently they are advertising on some of the EPL billboards, the Iranian terrorist, the biggest sponsors of terrorism. That's great. Backing Hamas, Hezbollah and Yemen's Houthi rebels, amongst others. Israel's representatives in the UK and Canada have urged similar action in recent days. The US designated the IRGC a foreign terrorist organisation in 2019, but other major powers have so far resisted the step. Opposition Home Affairs spokesman James Patterson said the coalition had been calling for the IRGC to be designated a terrorist organisation for almost a year, because that's what they are. That's what they are. They are the principal state sponsor of terrorism across the Middle East. Now, fuck off. But there we go with Israel just fucking doing whatever it likes. Something about the Fiji colonel, the one that was the torturer. Not interested. You can be serious. Something to do with old fucking Mick Gatto. Not interested. Aged care wage rises to Buffett budget. Not interested. Just burped slash hiccuped. Solomon's leader in warning on China. I can't be bothered to read that. China's growing hold on Solomon Islands is alarming. A powerful opposition leader has said ahead of elections that could further entrench Beijing's foothold in the South Pacific. Not interested. Trump caught in the spotlight. Something to do with Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen and District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Not interested. Francis welcomes an enemy from exile. The Pope will bring one of his most vocal enemies back from exile and give him a top job, adding a surprising twist to one of the bitterest Vatican rivalries. He's expected to offer Archbishop George Ganswain, 67, the position of papal nuncio. It says papal nuncio. Obviously, nuncio is just assumed. A role similar to that of ambassador after stripping him of his Vatican job and exiling him to his native Germany. Israel warned to hold its fire. World leaders are braced for a wider Middle East war as Israel prepares to hit back at Iran for the weekend's massive drone attacks, and the US says it will not be part of any violent response. But just while that's going on, just nice to know that airstrikes on Gaza continue as IDF vows no change to operation. Israel launched dozens of airstrikes on Gaza overnight on Sunday as the army said it would not be distracted from the war after Iran's unprecedented attack heightened fears of wider conflict. How dare you send bombs into Israel? How dare you? Well, we're not going to. You may well send fucking airstrikes into Israel. Yeah, that's really bad. But it's not going to stop us airstriking Gaza more because there's no change to our operation. We want to fucking ethnically cleanse the entire people. So that's good. Israel launched dozens of airstrikes on Gaza overnight, Sunday, even while under attack from Iran. We've not lost sight, not for one moment, of our critical mission in Gaza, to rescue our hostages from the hands of Iran's proxy Hamas. And they didn't say Iran's proxy Hamas before, but because Iran now, then we'll pop that at the beginning. Iran's proxy Hamas. I'm going to be honest with you here. The hostages don't exist anymore. If there even were hostages left, and you weren't just using the idea of hostages to continue to decimate an entire region and kill 40,000 people, if there really were hostages 6 months ago, do you think those hostages are still alive after you've killed 40,000 people, of which majority of those are innocent, more probably innocent men, women, children, aid workers and journalists? Or do you think that they would have been killed? And if they are still alive after all this time, so if you do find the hostages after all this time, which you won't because they don't exist, but if you do find them, that will just show that Hamas is much nicer than Israel. BB will hit back at Iran, but how? Israel, I can't be bothered to read it. Middle East tensions force airlines to alter flights. Well, that's self-explanatory. What comes next will test everyone. Couldn't care less. And then there's a picture of the rapist, and then that's the end of the paper, and that's the end of it. What a load of wank. I'm going to press the stop button. Thanks. Bye.